Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for this one?
UCR.
Go.
We saying what we want, give it to you, not a scum. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Everybody, thank you for listening to the Catch Up on Uncensored Radio. This is your girl Steffi K, and we have Jamesy over. How well are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
Uh-oh, we sound a creature in the background.
Yes, we do. Gotta love the dogs. And it's always, she's peaceful and quiet for like the 15, 30 minutes before show. But then right as the show starts, she's just out there barking up a storm. It's annoying. I don't like having pets. So I think I'm going to have to move the show from my mom's house back over to my apartment.
I hear ya.
Next week. Yeah.
Well, so now you have to choose between.
Right.
House parties or barking dogs.
Right. Choose between house party or barking dogs. Oh, yeah. It's going to be interesting. But how have you been?
Well, you know, I've just been living and learning and growing. I mean, it's amazing sometimes the things that we go through in life. How it challenges us and changes us and takes us where we need to be sometimes, you know. And I got to say that I've had some pretty interesting experiences going on lately, but I know that everything means something. So I'm right in the wave. And here I am. I'm going to ride it till the wheels fall off.
Exactly.
I'm stronger. I'm stronger. So... Yeah. Anyways, this is our fifth episode. We have a great show for you guys tonight. We have Mr. Jackson, who is a stand-up comedian. He has stuff on YouTube. You can find him on Facebook, Twitter. He's going to be joining us tonight, and I'm sure that we're going to be laughing our asses off because there's alcohol involved, right? It's Thirsty Thursday, everybody.
I don't follow Thirsty Thursday very well. I don't have anything to drink.
You're not following orders here, you know, like this is supposed to be your time.
I know. But you know what, like I've done the whole drunk thing on air before with, you know, the main show a few times, and it's I've been told I can be a lot more fun when I'm drunk. I'm not asking you to be drunk.
I don't want you to be drunk. I just want you to feel good.
Yeah. I give some really good advice when I'm drunk. So when we're finally together, when I'm in Syracuse, and you know, over the next couple months, we need to have at least one night where we get totally drunk together and just have, and it needs to be taped.
I can't.
We need to do
it. I'll drink.
We need to do it.
But I can't do the drunk. Drunk doesn't look good on me. I don't do it.
Oh. Well, I mean, let's get tipsy together. Let's get tipsy and make a show for
it.
YouTube.
We can do that.
Drunken advice with Steffi K and Jamesy.
You guys, in addition, tonight, we want to say thank you for everybody who's tuned in, everybody who keeps listening to our shows on demand. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I think we had one show that had 1,000 playbacks. Like, thank you, guys. We are new, we're here, you know, and we're going to continue to make this better and better for you each and every week. We are always going to have an entrepreneur and a musical guest for you. We want you to call us up, 323-417-6705, chat with us in our chat room, and you can always log on and listen to us. It is now open. The chat room is open.
The chat room is now open. I forgot to open it and just opened it. So definitely be sure you guys log in the chat room. And also chat with us over on Twitter. We're also on Twitter at The Catch Up Radio. And send us emails at the Catch Up Radio Show at gmail.com. And make sure you like this on Facebook, facebook.com/ The Ketchup on Uncensored Radio. We want to talk to you guys. We want to hear from you guys. We want to know your guys' thoughts and ideas. So definitely hit us up. We're all over social media. So just let us know. Let us know what's going on, what you want to hear, what you want us to talk about, who you want us to have on the show. You know, this we're doing this show for you guys. So help us if you want to help us out, help us out.
Yeah, we want you guys to be a part of it because you are a part of it. So in addition, mm-hmm. we got to bring you, we're also having a musical guest, Dusta Voice. He's a rapper from Brooklyn, New York. He is signed to Carmelo Anthony's music group, Mellow Music Group. He's got some pages on Facebook, DSDV, if you look him up. Tons of videos, tons of footage, tons of stuff. I think he's also got a Twitter, Instagram page. We'll let him give you all that information. We'll also be posting it on our website after the show, like we always do. But, yeah, I think this is going to be a really fun show. And I think we're going to be laughing a real lot. I'm sorry, Jamesy. You're going to be laughing. Yes.
Oh, hey. I'm sleeping over there. I'm not sleeping. I'm awake.
Not sleeping.
I'm going to be a little tired. I might have to shoot a 5-hour energy shot here in a few minutes, but I'm not sleeping. I'm alive, and I plan on talking a hell of a lot more tonight than I do. So,
yeah, let's go, Jamesy.
Let's chat.
How was Guilty Pleasures last night?
Guilty Pleasures was very interesting. We actually, I can say it, we actually pre-taped it over the weekend, so we got to. It was pretty eventful. We talked about some stuff that happened over the weekend, and I kind of need your advice on something.
Okay.
So Saturday night we went out. Me and my best friend Caitlin and my friend Jasmine. Jasmine Throwback was one of my co-hosts on Lips on the Air. We went out on Saturday night, and we were drinking, having a good time. I got on this dating app. It's really not a dating app. It's actually more like a hookup app, but it's called Grindr. And I got on the app while we're at the bar.
I think I know what Grindr is. Isn't that a gay sex thing?
Right.
Sex thing? Okay, all right. Jay-Z and his horse shit.
Right.
You slut.
But I get on there just to see how many of the guys that are here are actually on the app. And I see my ex-boyfriend. And I see that my ex-boyfriend's like 20 feet away from me. So I had no intention of finding him or looking for him or anything like that. But when we went downstairs to go dance, we walk into where the dance floor is at, and I'm face to face with my ex-boyfriend.
Hey.
And like
awkward.
No words were exchanged. Exactly, it was awkward. No words were exchanged. We didn't say anything to each other. We looked, but I mean, we full on made eye contact and like saw each other. And then about 5 minutes later, I checked the app again, and he's like 2 miles down the road. Like him and his boyfriend booked it and left. And so it was awkward.
Ooh.
Well, then about 45 minutes later, my best friend Caitlin, and my friend Caitlin's straight. Like, she dates guys and all that other stuff. We're getting a drink, and we go to the other side of the bar by the pool table, and we're talking, having a good time. And I look up, and at the end of the bar, I see her ex-boyfriend sitting there.
What the fuck?
I know. So in the same night, both me and my best friend, this female, saw our ex-boyfriends at a gay bar. And so it just kind of makes me wonder, did she turn him gay? Was he just there supporting one of his friends, you know, something like that? Like,
How can a woman really blame herself for turning a man gay?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Because you had a girlfriend before, and then you ended up going gay, right?
Right. I had a girlfriend who ironically was my best friend.
So she can't blame herself. It didn't have anything to do with her, did it?
I don't think so. I would hope not. But it was just random because, like, my best friend Caitlin, I am one of her exes because her and I dated a couple of years ago. So it's weird for her to see her other ex-boyfriend at a gay bar. Because she kind of thought for a long time that she turned me that way, and it wasn't the case.
Oh my God!
Young,
so you mean to tell me she dated you and you turned gay, and then she also dated this other guy and he happened to be in the gay bar?
Yeah. So she's like,
oh my
she's
God,
thinking
yeah.
that he's thinking that it potentially, like, either she or the girl that he was with after her potentially turned him gay. And it's like,
no,
I don't think that's possible.
I think if you're gay,
possible.
If you're gay, it's there, right? Like, if
right.
you're gay, you kind of always have been gay, right?
Right. Well, like, I knew
it was
I was
a preferred
gay with
case.
I,
maybe you tried to keep withdraw that for a period of time, or you were in
right.
touch with it, or whatever the case may be, right? But always,
right.
you probably always felt that way, right? At least
right.
that's the
like,
consensus
I
have from most gay people, yeah.
Right.
But
like, I knew from a young age that I was, but it was I was in denial about it, and I didn't want to be like that, so I did
right.
what I did what I could to try and change it.
Some women,
so it's not,
though,
it's never,
love the challenge,
right.
Jamesy. Some women love a
oh,
challenge.
I know.
Like, I know me. Like, I like the fucking assholes. You know what I'm saying? I like asshole
yeah.
guys, and I want them to be, like, assholes, but good for me. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
you want them to be assholes
so maybe
to the
that's,
world,
like, the impossible or something, you know? I don't know.
Right.
But it's the same thing. Maybe it's her preference of borderline. She likes that maybe that kind of a guy, that more feminine kind of guy. That's what she's attracted to. That's what she's drawn to. But she's
mm-hmm.
attracting and going for guys that may be on the fence a little bit. You know what I mean? Because of what
right.
her preference is. Or maybe even her own things that maybe is her challenge. Maybe she's flirting with someone who may be having issues, you know, or thinking, maybe having tendencies that they're gay. And maybe it's a challenge for her to prove to them that they're not, but really they are. Maybe that's
right.
her own choosing.
You know,
because
I
know that I can stop going for asshole thugs, so maybe she should stop going for gay guys.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Well, and the thing is, I love her to
don't
death.
Don't blame herself. Blame her choices.
Right. Right, and I love her to death, but some of the guys that she talks to, if they're not, like, if they don't come off that way, they're either really nerdy, and they're,
yeah.
like, she talks to guys that are a lot younger than her. Like, not necessarily, like, you know, oh, like, she's not robbing the cradle or anything like that, but it's more of, like, they're, you know, 3 to 5 years younger than her, and the maturity levels don't necessarily match. So she gets discouraged.
Hey,
when
I was
she
just
talks
coming out of
guys.
A relationship with somebody who's 11 years younger than me.
Wow. It's maturity.
I know,
it
right?
It has a lot to do with maturity levels. It has so much to do with that.
It
and
does.
That's why it's like, I almost make it a requirement that you have to be, like, at least my age or older for me to, like, even be interested
yeah.
in dating you.
See, I don't
know like,
because I'm not going to give away my age, but dating someone 10 years younger than me, obviously, you would assume and think that a person is not ready for the shit that I am, clearly. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I will say that I know 25-year-old grown-ass men, and I know 35-year-old fucking immature children. Do you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? I think it's an individual
oh, yeah.
thing. I don't think age really is necessary because
right.
I know grown-ass
it's
men who are up there in age that are fucking childish
right.
as hell.
Right. It's all about the person's maturity. It's not it's not about it really doesn't have anything to do with age. Like, I mean, I'm not opposed to dating somebody that's younger than me, but I want them to kind of be on the same level as me, mature-wise.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm 26 years old, and I still feel like I should be 17. But
sometimes, you know what I mean? I do feel much younger than I am.
Right.
I do feel
that's
a
like
lot younger than what
thing.
I really am.
Yeah,
but also, I just think that, period, where I am in life and what I can bring to the table, nobody under 25 could bring to the table what I need. Nobody.
Right.
Just because they're not established, they haven't lived life enough, no matter how mature they are. Nobody under that
right.
age could ever, I would be, like, out of my mind, you know. I mean, I could have fun and joke around with younger, but then I look at them as kids. Do you know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, if I look at a 19-year-old as a teenager, I don't look
right.
at them as, like,
well,
an adult.
And it's the same thing for me. Like, I look at anyone under, like, 21, As a child, because that's only 3 years older than my oldest niece. Like, my niece just turned 18. So I couldn't imagine dating somebody or even messing around with somebody who was, you know, between 18 to 21, just because it would be like I'm messing with, like, one of my niece's friends, and it would just be weird. So,
I totally feel you.
Right. That I want you to be
I
over
think
21
anybody who's over 21 that fucks with
you.
Anybody... Yeah, anybody who's over 21 and fucks with a teenager, you got some maybe issues. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's all. You're an adult. When you become an adult, messing with children ain't a good look.
Exactly. And that's what I
it kind of shows your character.
It does. And that's kind of why I like going to the gay bars and people watching. Because there are so many gay men that are in their, like, 50s and 60s. That are trying to hit up and dance with or do whatever the hell they can with these 21, 22, 23-year-olds. And it's like...
It's the same thing in a regular bar with straight men. It's the same thing in a straight bar with straight men.
It's so disgusting. But, like, to me, it's so disgusting because it's like, I don't... And granted, everyone's different. Everyone has their own taste. And there are so many people out there that like older men and that are into older men like that.
Right.
I... do not want to date my grandfather.
Well, there's nothing wrong with dating an older man, but it's something wrong with dating an older man that's a sleazebag.
Right.
Why would you want to entertain... Like, maybe you could entertain an older person, but why would you want to entertain an older person that's going after somebody that's younger than you and not even legal?
Right. Oh, definitely. Like, I could totally entertain... I could totally entertain somebody that's older that, you know, has a lot of money and wants to pay my bills. Like, I could entertain that
sugar
today.
Daddy.
Oh, yeah. I would love that. But I don't know. Like, I want to find some, like, I want to get into a relationship with somebody that's around my age or maybe a couple of years older than me who has experience with life. Like, I want somebody, and I'm not necessarily looking to settle down right now. Because, I mean, I'm 26 years old. I still do have my whole life ahead of me. Like, I don't want to settle down.
Now, what if you were in a relationship with somebody? I got to ask you this real quick. At 26 years old, what if you were in a relationship with somebody that was, like, 2 years long and, like, you actually lived together? Would you be thinking that you would be ready to settle down?
If I was in a relationship and that's, like, because I'm single right now,
right.
This is my feeling. Because I'm single right now, I'm not necessarily ready to settle down. Now, if I was to meet somebody and we dated for like 2 years or, you know, something like that, then I would assume that my mindset would be different at that point. Because I would be with this person.
It depends on your present circumstances. Right.
Right. It just depends on where you're at. You know, if you're in a relationship and it's in for 2 years and you're not sure if you're ready to settle down at that point, then maybe you're not in the right relationship. So,
facts. Or you're just not ready.
Or you're just not ready, right. Because, I mean, I know people that have been in relationships for 10, 15 years and never gotten, like, haven't gotten married. They've just been living together and going that route. And when it comes to certain things, I don't necessarily believe in marriage. So... For me, settling down would just be committing to somebody and just committing to one person. I don't see anyone on our switchboard yet, so hopefully he'll be calling in within the next couple minutes. But, yeah,
I was ready to laugh.
I know. We got serious real quick.
I know.
It seems kind of a running theme. Have you noticed? Like, we talk about wanting to be all happy and stuff, and then immediately we're right into serious conversations.
Of course, because, you know, we're just no bullshit, no holds barred, and that's the beauty of uncensored radio.
Exactly. Exactly. I've actually been complimented at my job by one of my managers by saying that I'm a no bullshit person, and then that's why he likes me, because I don't take bullshit from people. But hold on just a moment.
Okay. What are we holding for? Stand by. Jamesy. Well, guys, I don't know where the hell he went or what the hell he's got going on. But tonight we have been talking about maybe our choices and relationships. And hello, we have a caller. Is that Jamesy?
We have. Yeah, well, I'm back. But we also have the amazingly funny Mr. Jackson is on the line with us.
Yes, yes, yes. What's going on, man? How's everybody doing?
We're doing good tonight. How are you? Good, are you freezing
good.
Your
good.
Ass off?
No, actually, I'm at Funny Bowl right now in the mall standing next to Marlon Wayne.
Oh,
yeah, the
hey.
Show here, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, the show, he's here all weekend in Syracuse.
Well, that's what it is. Everybody, you know, Marlon Wayne, that's a great honor for you to be standing next to. I know you get to work with a lot of comedians, and that's why I wanted to have you
yes.
on the show, because you have great experience. You're hilarious. I see your posts on
thank
Facebook
you.
All the time. I happen to be friends with you. I always cracking up.
Thank you.
And you get that being a part of you get to tell comedy every day, right?
Yeah, every day, basically, yes. Especially with the comedy club
how
being right here
you
in my own
that?
Backyard. Oh, very
it's,
happy.
How beautiful is that?
Very, very, very
well,
happy. I get to see A-list celebrities weekly, and I learn from all of that.
Well, I've been to a few shows there. Not too many, but I do, I love the feel. I love the atmosphere. It's so nice to have that here in Syracuse, New York. So, you guys, go get tickets at Bone Comedy Club, right? Funny Bone Comedy Club.
Funnybone.com, actually. And it'll take you right to it.
You can get your tickets. Marlon Wayans is there this weekend.
Well,
go left.
Actually, he's sold out.
He sold out. Never mind. Sorry. I lied.
Yeah,
sorry.
He sold out. He's doing, and he also added an extra show Saturday and also on Sunday, and they sold out very fast.
Wow.
Yeah, we got a lot of fans.
Valentine's weekend, what a good weekend to be there.
Right. So
everybody got to take their booze out, and then they got Sunday for their side booze.
That was a good one.
I like
so,
it.
So we checked out you on YouTube and laughed our asses off, and we wanted to have you tell us a little bit about what you got going on and coming up for yourself.
Okay. Oh, well, currently, I will be at Helium Comedy Club in Buffalo next weekend. Other than that, I'm taking pictures. I'm usually here at the club just taking pictures at a couple of photo shoots that people want me to do here at the club. As far as that, I'm just grinding, you know, traveling. I travel up and down upstate, head to New York City to Gotham Comedy Club. So, yeah, just basically just grinding, doing what all the up-and-coming comedians do, you know. It's all about traveling and just
getting
you know,
it
Marlon
out there.
Marlon Wayne's asking who am I talking to.
Tell him the Catch Up Radio Show. Hi.
That's what I just told him, the Catch Up Radio Show. He's signing autographs and taking pictures right now. And I'm kind of like...
Tell him I want one. To Steffi K and Jamesy.
He said $20. He said $20.
Damn.
I will send
you that
in
PayPal.
The mail. Yeah, I will send you that
everybody's
in the mail.
Everybody's got PayPal.
I'll ask him. He's got a lot of fans here. He's just signing autographs and hugging and shaking hands. And hopefully one day I'll be at this level.
You will
yeah.
be.
Well,
it's the dream. It's in there, right?
Comedy?
What was that?
What got you wanting to get into comedy? Have you always just been a funny person?
I've been getting in trouble for laughing in class since the second grade. It just felt like a calling, you know. I came to one show. I saw a guy named Earthquake perform at the Virginia Beach Funny Bowl back in 2009, and I just said, you know, I think I can do this. So I ended up going to an open mic the next year, and my first couple of jokes, I got laughs, and I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to do this. I think this is something I can do. So it's just been growing ever since then. you know, not, I don't have a huge following, but I got some people. I got a few people wanting to see me perform.
Yeah, I think you pissed some people off, too, huh?
Oh, no, yeah. Oh, yeah. Always. Always. Especially on Facebook.
Well, you know, I suppose when you're cracking jokes about people, they can't always, they're not always going to love you.
Right. Exactly. That's one thing the comedians told me. Everybody's not going to love you, you know? So you have to get that in your mind right off the bat. Everybody's not going to like you,
right.
And just keep pushing. Get your skin thick. I've been to so many open mics where I bombed, and it just only made
no
me want
to
try harder. That was it. It just made me want to try harder. That's all. So.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy.
But sometimes can't you just have a dull crowd?
What was that?
Sometimes you just have a really dull, tough crowd.
Yeah, that happens. That can happen also. So what you need to do is just crowd work. Do crowd work. You know, try to get the crowd on your side. And just go from there.
Yeah.
Well, my question is, what is the worst thing you've ever bombed?
What was that?
My question is, what's the worst that you've ever bombed at?
Oh, man, I did a, it's only been open mics. I did a show, not a show, I did an open mic in Harlem, New York. And, man, I didn't get any love. It's like every joke, you can hear a mouse fart. I just took my lumps and I just kept it moving after that. But that was horrible.
Yeah, I can't imagine that would have been comfortable in Brooklyn as it is.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
So, are you opening for Marlon Wayans this weekend?
No. He came with a host and another feature act. He came with a host and another feature act, and basically, you know, I take pictures at the club, so I'm just taking pictures of him this week. But on his last day, maybe he'll let me do a guest spot. He might let me do a guest spot, you know, but, you know, I'm afraid that, you know, some comedians will steal your material. And I'm not trying to say that. I'm just saying. But some comedians will take your material out to California, and now it's your word against a famous person. Exactly. And now it's your word against a famous person. They're like, that's my joke. Man, shut the fuck up. That's Marlon's joke.
That's your whole shit.
Yeah. So you got to be careful who you want to perform for and who you want to open up for. But, you know, it's a process. I'm learning every day, every weekend.
Yeah. Now, do you think that has actually happened? Have you actually been in a situation where somebody stole your material and you later found out when you couldn't do shit about it?
No. Thank God that has not happened. It's happened to me from another local comedian who stole some material from me, but, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
Hilarious. I'm kissing babies.
Where can we find your comedy?
I have some old clips. I'll probably put some new stuff up on. See, that's another thing. I want to put clips up on YouTube, but that's another way of people stealing your material. But I have a few old jokes on there, and my YouTube channel is the number one, and it's Mr. Jackson, MRJAXN. And then I do Vine. I'm always putting up silly clips on Vine, and that's the same name, too, Mr. Jackson, MRJAXN. And on Facebook, you know.
Facebook and Twitter the same.
Okay. I'm sorry, what was that? You can't take pictures.
Oh, that's okay. And it's the same for Facebook and Twitter, Mr. Jackson, JAXN, right?
Yes. Also, people can find me on Snapchat. I'm always doing, like, little I'm always keeping the crowd entertained on Snapchat. That's Mr. Jackson as well, MRJAXN. So everything's pretty much all just my name. I'm just trying to... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to tell our listeners to make sure that they... check you out, because you're hysterical. You're kind of going around. You can find him in Syracuse, New York, at the Funny Bone Comedy Club. And he's also going to be in Buffalo, he said. And
at the Helium?
At the Helium, and that's in New York or in Buffalo?
That's Buffalo, yeah, Buffalo. That'll
Buffalo.
Be next week,
okay.
Next week, next Saturday. My Facebook, you know, it's my real name. I hate it, but it's all right. It's T-O-R-R-A-N-C-E-J JAXN. That's my Facebook. So people can follow me and comment on my dumbass posts that I put up every day. Give me feedback. Let me know what you
now,
think.
Now, hold on. I'm going to check you right now because you checked me earlier for using the government.
yeah, putting my name on Twitter.
And I went and corrected that shit. Now you just put it on blast for everybody.
I know
what the damn government is.
Damn. I hate my name, but it's all right. It's okay.
Why? What's wrong with your name?
I don't know. It just sounds weird. I don't know too many black men named Torrance. Everybody's like, oh, you're from California? I'm like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, whatever. Oh, Torrance, like California. Oh, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, cause I remember Steffi sent me a text message before the show, and she was like, do not call him by his first name. It's Mr. Jackson. Do not call him Torrance.
When we're live, we're going with Mr. Jackson, okay?
Yes. M-R-J-A-X-N.
And then he told on himself.
Right. That's totally told on himself. So, hey.
That's funny.
It's cool.
Hey, Marlon's out here kissing babies now. He's kissing random babies now. This dude is hilarious. If people check me out on Snapchat, they'll see kissing random babies that have come by. Because, you know, Funny Bone is in the mall. It's in the mall here. So people are walking by, they're stopping, staring. He's like, all right, bring that baby over here. Yeah, he's just
wow.
And so you mean like people who actually aren't there to see him, who are just walking through the mall?
Yeah, just walking through the mall.
Kissing baby.
Yes. Yes.
Are you recording this?
Not yet. He won't. I mean, I have to do it after I'm off the phone. And I'll put it on Snapchat. I'll put it on Snapchat for people to check it out.
Okay.
Well,
you guys go follow Mr. Jackson on Snapchat if you want to see Marlon Wayans kissing random babies in the mall.
M-R-J-A-X-N. Yeah, he's cool, man. He's cool. He's not Hollywood at all. He's a real humble person.
That's amazing.
If
you can get us an autograph picture for the Catch Up Radio show, we'll love you forever.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'll try to do that. Yeah, seriously.
That will be so dope, and we'll appreciate it. We appreciate you coming and being a part of the show. We're so happy to have
you
with us, and we
appreciate you.
We are going to definitely come check you out. Jamesy's going to be coming to New York soon, so maybe that's where we'll have to go to have our little drink night, Jamesy. What do you think?
That's perfect. Let me know when, and I'll set everything up for you. And I appreciate
you. Oh, yeah,
you
owe me some tickets anyway, huh?
Oh, that's right, yeah. Anytime you need to see a show, just let me know. I got tickets for you. Yep, no problem. It's no problem at all.
Well, thank you so much, you guys. We're going to put all of his information in the links to find him and find his comedy where you can get tickets to see him. And check it. We'll have it on our Facebook page. We'll have it on Twitter. And we just want to give you nothing but love, and we wish you the most success. And don't think, you know, your hard work will pay off, obviously.
Thank you. Thank
Look
you.
Where you're at
Thank
right
you.
now.
I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're right. Also, like I do photography too on the side. So if people want to check my pictures out, they can look at on Instagram. And that's MRJAX and 2 N's, NN. Because somebody stole my freaking name. So I had to put 2 N's
on
that. I'm pissed off about that. Yeah, Instagram. You can check me out on Instagram too. I'm always putting pictures up of the comedians and the stuff that I take pictures of. I usually take pictures of street art and graffiti around Syracuse and New York City, so, you know, check that out.
Hey, Steffi.
I'm just grinding,
totally,
you know?
Yes.
Just trying to stay busy,
We should use him for when we're in Syracuse. We should use him to take our photos.
That's a good idea. Hell yeah. That's nothing but more stuff on our portfolio. Perfect. I'd love to take pictures of you guys.
Okay, so we'll be booking that date real soon. And again, thank you so much, Jamesy. We got to give him a round of applause for coming through tonight.
Yes, we do.
Much. I appreciate you guys for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. It's my first radio interview ever.
Well, we're happy to have you, and we're happy to pop your cherry.
He got to make his radio debut on the Catch Up on Simpsons Radio. That's pretty awesome.
Nice.
And we're happy that you did it with us.
Yeah, no problem. We appreciate you guys, man. Thank you so much for showing me love. I really appreciate it. You always have.
Well, you have fun with Marlon Wayans. We can't wait to see you with the on the Snapchat. I'm definitely going to be checking those pictures later. Wait, I'm going to have to download the Snapchat app. It's funny, I just posted a thing on Facebook that said I'm trying to make a million while you're on Snapchat. But I'm going to go download the Snapchat app just so I can follow Mr. Jackson and get some comedy in my life.
Much appreciated. Much appreciated. Thanks.
If you guys have any questions, send it to us on our Facebook page. Send it to us on our Gmail, thecatchupradioshow@gmail.com. Anything you want to know, we'll always follow back. We'd love to have you back in the future. So
yeah,
let's network. When we get here, we'll definitely come through the comedy club and check you out, and we'll book you as our photographer.
Yes, yes. Thank you. Appreciate
that.
But
you got to get us that autograph.
Gotcha. I'm going to get it. Oh, trust me, I'm going to get it. I will get it.
All right. See, the first interview, and we got already our first autograph picture to the Ketchup Radio Show by Marlon Wayans. Couldn't get any better than this for our fifth episode, guys.
Yeah.
Let's give it one more round of applause before we got to get into our next guest, Jamesy.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you, and we'll talk to you soon, Mr. Jackson.
Yes, and thank you, guys. You take it easy, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, too.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Jamesy.
That was fun. He was
Wasn't
a lot
that
of fun.
Fun?
That
he was
so
great.
Much. He was a lot of fun.
And
how,
who
would have
thought, like, how lucky are we that we had Marlon Wayans right there?
I know. Marlon Wayans knows our name now. What?
The Ketchup Radio. Who are you on the phone with? The Ketchup Radio Show? Hey.
Exactly. And now watch. He's going to go
shout
home
out to Marlon Wayans.
Right. Shout out to Marlon Wayans. He's going to go home tonight. He's going to check that out, and he's going to see how rambunctious we are, and he's going to want to join us. So it's just we're making more connections.
Hey,
I'm
loving it.
You like my thought process there?
I love it. Hey, you know, we got LA in our plans, too, you know.
Yeah.
We do.
Well, we need to follow him.
We should.
We need to follow him on Twitter and just start annoying him to come on the show. That would be great. We should just start randomly tweeting him. You should come on and catch a video.
I'm pretty sure that he's not going to do that. But, I mean, you never know.
You never know. Hey,
I mean,
they had Rosie O'Donnell.
Love is love.
Parker.
If he's going through the mall and kissing random babies.
2 years ago. I know. I would love to be there. Just to be there, just seeing that happen, I think would be hilarious.
I know it.
But I'm following Mr. Jackson on Snapchat right now. I just added him on Snapchat. So you guys should definitely go, if you have the Snapchat app, and add him, at Mr. Jackson, MRJAXN. And also check out his photography on Instagram. I'm going to check that out later. And I think he said it was Mr. Jackson with an extra N at the end. So MRJAXNN. So definitely check him out. We're still waiting for our next guest to call in.
Okay.
So he has.
Well, in the meantime, guys. Well, we're like delayed. It seems like we were delayed a little bit, but even with our first caller, but it still was great. And I really that was so much fun. I can't even get over it. Like I want to go to the comedy club now and just go laugh my ass off.
I know, right? I think next time we have him on, we should have him do, like, a routine. Like, we should have him, like, have some stuff prepared and then just give him, like, an open mic for, like, 5 minutes and just let him have, like, a five-minute set.
Right, just let him tell us some comedian shit. Yeah, yes, I agree. I was gonna put him on the spot, but we were a little bit pressed for time, so, I didn't want to do that. Plus, I mean, I knew that he was there. He was there trying to entertain us as well, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
At the same time, he has Marlon Wayans there, and he took the time out to do our radio show. So shout out to Mr. Jackson. Thank you so much when you had, Marlon Wayans right there in your presence and entertaining him. Thank you for entertaining us, because we really, really, really appreciate it.
We do. That was fun. That was a fun 20 minutes, not going to lie.
Our next guest is supposed to be calling us up. He's from Brooklyn, New York, Red Hook. He has been in the music game for years now. I know that he's signed to Carmelo Anthony's music group, Mellow Music Group, and he has some other pretty good affiliations. I think he's the manager of Conscious Music Group. I want him to get on the show here and call us up so that, you know, we can ask questions, get all of his information. And Jamesy, you have the song, right?
I do. We have the song set up and ready to play whenever he calls in. So
why don't we do that? Let's go ahead and get into the music.
All right. Well, this is Dust Da Voice with his single, I'll Take Her.
Yeah. Honey, really, I'm just asking. I know you want that new X6 in high fashion. Something with your friends, posted on Mother Gaston. Why the haters watch while you all like Sebastian? You all I need, like Mary and Meth, for paper to stretch across the globe. Why these slow pokes breaking they neck? You were threatening them high heels to tell a nigga don't stare. You know the eyes kill, treat them like a dollar bill. Miss Montana, if I'm Scarface, then you the wife I took from Lopez using my hammer. See, it's us two against the world, and you can tell me anything. I'm your secret squirrel, plus I keep it dirt. I dare nigga to try ya, and I'ma introduce him to the 40 in the fire. I'm not lying, a lion that's tame, provided my game for the niggas that see me in the mire of my dame. Come on.
I really like the slow jam feels of that song.
I do too. I was listening to the words and I was like, damn, I think he wrote this shit about me.
See, I thought it sounded familiar. I thought it sounded real familiar.
I mean, it kind of sounds like he was describing me in that song. I don't know. I mean,
I'll take her. Hey.
I'll take her. Hey. Well, I don't know where the hell Dust Da Voice is, but he's slacking. I don't know if he's sleeping or what the hell's going on. But, you know, we had all of his information.
He's
supposed to be calling. Yeah, you know, maybe he got shy.
Maybe. Maybe he got shy.
He might have got a little bit nervous.
Yeah, he's like, he's sitting there listening and going like, oh, I don't know if I want to call in or not because I can't talk to Steffi K.
I mean, she knows it was about her now, so I can't. I don't want to call in. Nah, but you guys, seriously, you can still check out Dust of Voice, DSDV, on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram. We're also going to post up a video that he has. What is the name of that video? Let me look real quick. It is.
Yeah. And it's actually, it's in our description. It's in the Blog Talk
Take
Radio.
Cover.
Take Cover, yeah.
It is in our description,
the
Take Cover video.
Yeah, if you click on Dust the Voice, if you're looking at our description of tonight's show on Blog Talk Radio, you can click on Dust the Voice's name, and it'll take you straight to that video so you guys can check it out. And, yeah, just make sure we're going to post all of his links on our Facebook page. And I would like to say we're going to be posting stuff on the web on myuncensoredradio.com, but I haven't had a chance to. I have to figure out what my passwords are to that website because apparently I changed it and I don't remember what I changed it to. So I got to get some new passwords for that. But as soon as I get my passwords updated, MyUncensored Radio will get updated. So you guys can check out.
That'll be great.
We'll have a page over there and all that stuff. So, but until then, you know, you guys can hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/TheKetchupOnUncensoredRadio, and on Twitter and our email address at theketchupradioshow@gmail.com. So, and if you guys email
us,
if you want us to feature your
music, make sure you send us, any artists out there who want us to feature you, send us your music, send us your information. We'll check you out. We would love to hear from you. We'd love you to submit that into us.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of follows from musicians over on our Twitter account at The Catch Up Radio. So, we're definitely going to be hitting some people up on Twitter to get them booked over the next couple of weeks.
And I have a lot of connections on my personal Twitter page in the music industry. DJs, Funk Flex follows me, Papoose follows me. So I have a lot of people who not necessarily pay attention, but I do got some good followers. And there's tons and tons of unsigned artists that follow me. I have like 1,300 followers on Twitter. Right now,
damn, I wish
that,
that
you know are mostly music, and they're trickling over to the Catch Up music page, you know, because artists are interested in being on the show. So again, you guys send that music. Obviously, Twitter isn't the best way to communicate. sending those DMs, we can't get all your information. So send us your information to theketchupradioshow@gmail.com. We love you guys. Just keep doing it. Keep grinding. We want to bring – what we do here is we support real music. We support real entrepreneurs who are not all the way in the game yet, who don't have deals but are out here grinding, and we support you. We want you to see you guys have success. So, again, send us your stuff. We wanna showcase you. You know, we instead of having so many people book each show, we just like to dedicate it to just focusing on that one artist, just so that they can have that spotlight for a moment, and so that we can give you a sample of their music and so on and so forth. So, yeah.
Right. Oof. Because I mean, we have a bigger audience. We do have a pretty big audience, considering that we've only been in this for. I mean, like we said, this is our fifth show, and we've we've already built up a pretty steady following so far. But all that's gonna do is just expand you guys. Like whoever we have on the show, all that's gonna do is just give you guys more exposure, and we want to give you guys as much exposure as possible. So definitely make sure you hit us up, send us an email over at theketchupradioshow@gmail.com, and give us your info, and send us a song or two, or a link to a video, or something. So that we can see your bio, your website. Right. Your bio,
yeah,
your website, your Twitter handles, all that stuff. We wanna know about you guys. So definitely make sure you're hitting us up so we can get you on the show and we can play your song just like we've done with Dust the Voice, with Bishop Brooks, with Alani Sky, with
Raven Sky,
with Toya Nash. Like, you know, you guys could be featured here. So, and I can't lie, I've been listening to Project Weekend for like the last 3 weeks.
Yes, she was great. We had so much fun with Alani.
Yeah, we need to have her back on as a co-host one night. just a guest co-host.
We absolutely will.
Like, I think that would be, she seemed like, she seemed like a sweetheart, and two, she just seemed so, she's really cool. Like, she came off really cool to me, so I'd love to have her join us one night. I think that'd be great.
Again, yes, absolutely. And it seems like every week our show just keeps getting a little bit better and better. Like, I really totally enjoyed having Mr. Jackson on the show. I mean, how fun was it to have, you know, we've really had... In addition to our musical talent, I mean, we've had a fashion designer who worked with Bad Boy, Unico Reclothing, Ron Funderburg. We have had, we have a comedian. What else have we done?
Yeah. You know, I think we've just had, I think Ron Funderburg is, he was a part of the first show with Raven.
Yeah.
And then after, he was a part of the second show. Sorry. It's part of the second show.
We had Daisy and
Daisy and Norma with Flea, and then we had Ron Funderburg with Raven, and then since then we've just kind of had a musical guest. We really haven't had a first
well, just for
guest.
Our third show, our fourth show,
right.
Yeah, we did have a comedian this week, and next week we have Horizon. She has Upstate Boss Chicks. A modeling company. They have a calendar out, so if you guys like sexy girls and sexy pictures, she's got a calendar out there that you guys will be able to talk. We'll get into that. We'll show some pictures and show some skin next week with her.
Nice.
So we have some great stuff lined up. We really are excited to bring you guys the catch up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
James,
I'm so proud
of
us. We're doing it.
I am too. And I've seen a picture of the calendar that was emailed to us. And I'm just saying, even if you're gay, you will want this calendar because I can appreciate the female anatomy. And oh my God, I'm seriously thinking about buying one just to have it.
I think she's even got some clothing and stuff, some sweatsuits and stuff on her website too, guys. So check that out. I believe it's upstatebosschicks.com. But that's next week's show. This week, you know, we don't know what happened to Dust the Voice, but do check out his music again. Check out our website. Check it all out. He's definitely a talented guy, but Dust, fuck you, man. I don't know
don't
what happened,
we'll
but listen,
glad.
In
listen,
New York.
We'll be glad to have him on. We'll be glad to have him on another time if something
true
came
story,
up.
True story, but I know him. It's new. We're in New York, and you know what? It's fucking frigid out here right now. It's not even a game anymore. The amount of snow that we have is like a sick fucking joke, and the temperatures are below fucking zero right now. And the fucking wind chill, we have wind chill warnings in effect for tonight because it's going to be negative 20 to negative 35 degrees below fucking zero with the wind chill, okay? So,
okay.
I'm pretty sure
decided I am not moving to New York.
Listen, this winter has been so fucking crazy.
You know what?
Crazy.
Last winter here in Missouri, it wasn't all that great. Like, this winter has been phenomenal compared to weather because it's been cold, but we haven't had snow. And if we've had snow, it's been like a dusting. So I've really been enjoying the winter here. But last year, we had like two blizzards last year. And the year before, we always had like a blizzard like the last couple of years, and this is the first year we haven't. So, I know what you're going through, honey. I swear, I understand where you're coming from.
Well, listen,
Jamesy,
if you come to New York, the summers are wonderful. It's warm. It's gorgeous. The spring and the fall are also gorgeous. But it's like we have 6 months of winter. It seems to 6 months of cold, snowy bullshit. So it's nice to break up the monotony. I like to go on vacation in February for a week and a vacation in April for a week, and I just get the fuck out of here and go to Florida or somewhere warm. So it breaks up the winter a little bit. But most of the time, you know, it snows a little bit. It's like 30, 35 degrees, and it's like, no big deal. You just eventually get sick of the slushy shit, and it's like, come on, bring on the warm weather, you know? But this year is just like brutal and unnecessary cold, snow, and bullshit.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Actually, Syracuse is the snowiest place in the United States right now.
Oh,
and
wow.
Probably the fucking coldest, too.
I heard that. Yeah, you guys have...
It's crazy here
Dallas
right now.
Been hit with more snow than any other place in the country. And, oh, man. I feel bad for you guys, but I'm just like, it's not helping me want to move to New York at all right now. Just because I hate snow. I hate the snow. I've always hated the snow. I might have liked it when I was a kid, but I hate it now. It's not been my favorite. Like, it's not my favorite thing in the world. I'd rather it rain,
right.
Because at least that'll dry. So, But aren't you going on vacation here in like a couple of weeks to Florida?
I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. I think I'm actually considering Colorado now. I have some family out there, and it's beautiful, and I haven't been there yet. So I figured, like, why not take a week off and get some clean air, go see some beautiful scenery, and be baked the whole time legally?
Right.
That sounds like a fucking great vacation to me.
It does. We've had the marijuana conversation before, so more power to you. Do what you got to do, girl.
Well, I mean,
have a good time.
I figured that they have some pretty good shit over there.
I know. Hey, it's illegal.
Considering
stuff,
it's one of the states that it's like not just legal for medical marijuana, it's like legal for you to have your own shit.
Like, yeah, legal for recreational use.
And with
that.
The mountains and the rivers and stuff that they have there and the streams and everything, which are like pure spring water and stuff that come from the mountains, I would imagine that the bud that they have is probably pretty fucking dank.
Yeah. Oh, probably.
I might
probably
not
really
fucking
dank.
Come back. I might take up residency over there.
Hey, nothing wrong.
Not
with
a game.
That. Nothing wrong.
I'd be even
nothing
closer
wrong.
To you then.
Yeah, you would. It would
but
just
I
be like an hour and a half.
I do life. Love New York. This is my home and this is my heart, though.
Aw. And they say home is where
I
the
love
heart is.
New York. Did you ever hear those commercials? I love New York.
I haven't seen those commercials, but I've seen that show that was on VH1 with, I can't remember her name, but her real name is like Tiffany.
Oh, she was Tiffany.
From
I Love New York. That was, she's from Syracuse too.
Oh, really? See,
yes, really.
We need to try and book her for the show because I loved her. Like, I really, the show I Love New York
Flame
is Tiffany because Flame. I love her. She was absolutely amazing. I think she's brilliant, and I would love to have her on the show sometime. So we need to try and find Miss New York and bring her on the show sometime. But we only have two minutes left. So if you guys aren't following us, you should be. Head on over to facebook.com/theketchuponuncensoredradio. Make sure you hit the like button and that you follow us for our weekly adventures here on Uncensored Radio. Also, make sure you're following us on Twitter, at The Ketchup Radio. You can also follow me, at James Hankins, J-A-M-E-S-H-A-N-K-I-N-S. And you can follow Miss Stephanie at...
Ms. M-Z underscore Konyk, K-O-N-Y-K. So it's M-Z underscore K-O-N-Y-K, like King of New York. You know, because I'm Ukrainian, and that's how I you spell my name. I've heard everything, Jamesy, from Stephanie Chronic to Stephanie Konyak. Like,
I've heard, you know, and people
I get
pronounce
it all.
My last name Hawkins. People pronounce my last name Hawkins, Hankin, or Henkins, Higgins, a whole slew of different ways. But also, make sure you guys send us your emails to theketchupradioshow@gmail.com. Send us your music. Send us artists that you want us to check out, that you'd like to have us book. Send us topics. Whatever you guys feel like you want to send us, send it our way. We would be glad to hear from you guys. And also, check out myuncensoredradio.com. Make sure you're listening every Wednesday night to Guilty Pleasures with Jeffrey, Deborah, Vera, Katie, and Frida, occasionally Karen Ashley, occasionally Katrina Johnson, occasionally Mike J, and occasionally me. I pop in over there occasionally. So definitely make sure you're checking us out everywhere. And that you also follow them on Facebook, facebook.com/uncensoredradio. Stephanie, I think this has been a great show. We definitely want to say thank you to Mr. Jackson for coming on tonight's show and making us laugh and just for being a part of tonight's show, and we will definitely try and get Dusty the Voice on another night. Hopefully, we'll get him on another night. Don't know what happened.
But anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in and making this a great fifth show. We love you guys. We couldn't do this without you. So make sure you tune in to us next week. We're going to have a great, great show lined up for you, and we're going to continue to improve every week. Love you.
You guys have a good night, and make sure that you... I had something that I was going to say, and it fit really good in my head until I went to say it, and it made no sense. So I'm not going to say
it. Yes, thank you, Mr. Jackson, and thank you, Marlon Wayans.
Yeah, thanks to Marlon Wayans. Thanks to Marlon Wayans. Good night, everybody.